Good day. I am your host, Dr. Nikki, and welcome to the Critic's Couch. New year, new promises, at least for me. I definitely want to make more of an effort to continue with the Critic's Couch. Just like everybody else in life, right? We try to do certain things and don't follow through with it. But I wish to continue with the Critic's Couch mainly because there's so many things out there that continue to rock our world. And this is a platform that I want to focus on controversial topics, people, cases, and look at it from a psychological point of view. Because I think, again, we're all too quick a lot of times to pass judgment. Now, recently, some of you guys may have heard the case of Gypsy Rose. She was recently released from prison after being basically an accomplice in her mother's murder. Now, you hear that, and automatically we think of, oh, wow, how horrible, which it is. Most people will automatically assume it had to do with substance abuse, or, you know, obviously somebody who has some significant turmoil going on. In this particular case, Gypsy's mother, Dee Dee, was murdered on June 14, 2015. Now, sheriffs were called into Greene County, Missouri, and they found the body of Claudine Dee Dee Blanchard face down in the bedroom of her house just outside, lying on the bed in a pool of blood with multiple stab wounds, and there was no sign of Gypsy. Now, Gypsy Rose had been identified for many years as a young, disabled child. Okay, everybody believes that she was a child and she was in a wheelchair and she was disabled. It was believed that she had numerous chronic conditions, including leukemia, asthma, and muscular dystrophy, along with the mental capacity of a 7-year-old due to brain damage as a result of premature birth. This was the belief. Now, interestingly enough, many neighbors noticed very troubling Facebook posts and called the police. I don't know exactly what it said, but they called the police believing that Dee Dee may have fallen victim to foul play, and that Gypsy was missing because they couldn't see her wheelchair and medications when police arrived to the house. So they believed that she had been abducted. The next day, they found Gypsy in Wisconsin, a whole other state. Apparently, she had traveled there with her boyfriend, Nicholas Goodjohn, who she had met online. Now, again, many believe that Gypsy was a child, and it turns out she was an adult. She was a 23-year-old adult who did not have any physical and mental health issues that her mother claimed. So there was a huge outrage, if you will. A lot of people were in shock. This is a community that many local charities had donated, I think even their home where they were living at, to this particular woman and child. However, some people, after really finding out the truth of everything that had occurred, had a lot of sympathy for Gypsy. Apparently, her mother, Dee Dee, for many years, had claimed that this child very early on had all these medical issues. Dee Dee herself was born in Louisiana, and this is the mother, and relatives recalled that she had a habit of stealing from her family when things didn't go her way. And the family apparently even suspected in 1997 that Dee Dee may have killed her own mother by denying her food. She apparently became pregnant with Gypsy when she was about 24 years old. But the couple separated when Gypsy's father, Rod, realized that, you know, he got married for the wrong reason. Now, according to Rod, who he remained involved in his daughter's life, but she was raised obviously mostly by Dee Dee. Gypsy was 3 years old when her mother was convinced that she had sleep apnea. She took her to the hospital multiple times to put a sleep monitor, and no condition was ever found. After that, according to Gypsy's father, Dee Dee became convinced that she had a whole bunch of health issues, which she attributed to an unspecified chromosomal disorder. She couldn't say what it was, but at the end, she started claiming that Gypsy had muscular dystrophy. Now, Gypsy says she was about 7 or 8 years old, and she was riding on her grandfather's motorcycle when there was a minor accident, no big deal, and she ended up having an abrasion in her knee. And her mother said that the doctors had given her a wheelchair. Now, after that, she would no longer allow her daughter to walk. She insisted that she needed to use a wheelchair. Her mother started taking her to the Special Olympics. And in 2001, Didi claimed that Gypsy was 8 years old when she was actually 10. And then that trend continued, where she continuously kept saying that Gypsy was much younger than she was. She took her out of school, apparently as early as second grade, and supposedly homeschooled her. Somehow Gypsy managed to learn to read on her own though. Now, her father did remarry, and Didi moved in with the father and the stepmother. Now, later it was said that while preparing food for her stepmother, it is believed that Didi poisoned the stepmother with Roundup weed killer, leading to the stepmother's chronic illness during this period. And during this time, Didi was arrested for several minor offenses, such as writing bad checks. Now, interestingly enough, during one of the treatments for Gypsy, there was some suspicion of what was happening to the stepmother. And Didi left with Gypsy for New Orleans while her stepmother's health start to improve. So obviously this is a woman that was quite disturbed, and unfortunately Gypsy became a victim of her mother's psychological illness. For those of you who may not be familiar, this is known as Munchausen by proxy, whereby the individual will claim that a person that they're taking care of, which is usually either a child or a parent, has numerous illnesses so that they can get attention and in some cases financial help, but it's usually more for attention. You know, Gypsy Rose, as I mentioned, was recently released from prison on December 28th, and she did speak with People magazine, pointing out that she is regretful. Looking back now as an adult in her 30s, she realizes that she had other options. First, as a child, she wished she would have been honest with her family, with aunts and uncles, and told them the truth that she didn't have all these medical issues instead of playing along. But you got to remember, this started very early on. This brainwashing started very early on. So you can see why, the mother was able to manipulate her. And then she mentioned that even as she got older, she wished she would have told police. Apparently, the decision was made to kill her mother in a state of panic. One, she had met this boyfriend online, and she believed she was in love and wanted to continue seeing him. And she knew there was no way her mother would allow that. And two, the biggest issue, she was facing yet another unnecessary surgery, this time to her larynx. She claims that she tried to convince her mother that she didn't need it, and that her mother said absolutely not, it was necessary. So, you know, unfortunately, this is a scenario whereby, yes, I think all of us can look back in hindsight and say, oh, you know, if I can do this differently, this is how I would do it. But we had someone that from very early on was traumatized, was manipulated, was forced to play the role of someone younger and disabled, and felt desperate. And even though she was 23, for most of us in our 20s, let's face it, we're not really thinking very soundly. Even though we're supposedly adults, most of us still don't really have the full capacity, I think, a lot of times to process things through, especially when we're in moments in desperation, right? But in this particular case, I think you had someone who really didn't even have the support system and possibly maybe even the mental capacity. So she is regretful for what she did. Her boyfriend is serving life in prison for stabbing her mother to death. And as I mentioned before, Gypsy has been released. So You know, this is one of these scenarios where, quite honestly, no, it's not correct. We can't just go around murdering people. But it does show you the power of psychological abuse. Again, when most of us think of abuse, we think of physical or sexual. And here, this is someone who was psychologically abused and how they felt truly trapped. So, Gypsy, I truly hope that, you know, you are able to find some solace at this point. Thank you all for tuning in to The Critic's Couch. And I look forward to hearing more from you, as well as me providing you more information on some of those difficult and challenging cases and topics. Have a blessed day.